What if the very trait that made you fail in school could make you a millionaire? What if your inability to sit still wasn't a flaw, but a feature? 25 years after revolutionizing our understanding of attention deficit disorder, two Harvard psychiatrists returned with a radical proposition. ADHD isn't just a disorder to manage. It's a different operating system that, when properly understood, can become a competitive advantage. From Olympic champion Michael Phelps to Virgin mogul Richard Branson, some of the world's most successful people share this condition. The difference between struggle and success isn't fixing what's broken, it's learning to drive the Ferrari you've been given. ADHD manifests across an extraordinary spectrum, from the disorganized child to the brilliant executive missing opportunities, the struggling addict to the wildly successful entrepreneur. All share a distinctive cognitive style, where ideas fire constantly like kernels in a popcorn machine. This perpetual mental activity creates remarkable paradoxes. Inability to focus on mundane tasks alongside hyperfocus so intense you forget to eat. Chronic procrastination paired with astonishing deadline performance. Disorganization in daily life, yet meticulously detailed systems for passions. The ADHD brain's relationship with boredom, it's kryptonite. When understimulated, it launches an immediate search for stimulation, whether constructive or destructive. This explains why many with ADHD excel in emergency rooms and trading floors, yet struggle with paperwork. Their brains aren't deficient in attention, but overflowing with it, lacking the filters that regulate focus. They embody what Shakespeare called the lunatic, the lover, and the poet, comfortable with risk-taking, possessing unbridled optimism, seeing possibilities where others see obstacles. Understanding this isn't about fixing a deficit, it's about recognizing a fundamentally different way of engaging with the world. Recent neuroscience reveals ADHD's neurological roots, a malfunctioning toggle switch between two critical brain networks. The task positive network drives focus and productivity, your angel mindset. The default mode network enables creativity and self-reflection, but becomes a demon when it traps you in rumination. In neurotypical brains, these networks alternate smoothly. In ADHD brains, both run simultaneously, forcing you to work while your mind wanders to weekend plans or replays past conversations. Within the default mode itself, front and back regions clash rather than synchronize, fueling emotional dysregulation. This wiring explains ADHD's contradictions, brilliant creativity paired with chronic depression. The default mode delivers insights or drowns you in negative thoughts. This neural hunger drives addiction rates 5 to 10 times higher in ADHD individuals. Their reward circuits crave intense stimulation. Effective interventions must harness this unique brain architecture, not just suppress symptoms. One of the most exciting ADHD discoveries involves an unexpected brain region, the cerebellum. Neurologist Jeremy Schmaman's groundbreaking 1998 research revealed this structure regulates not just physical coordination, but emotional equilibrium and cognitive processes. Though only 10% of brain volume, it contains 75% of brain neurons, working as a sophisticated gyroscope that acts as an oscillation dampener, stabilizing thinking, emotion, and behavior without conscious effort. It provides the brakes for the ADHD Ferrari engine. Multiple MRI studies show the cerebellar vermis is 3 to 12% smaller in people with ADHD, suggesting that strengthening the cerebellum through targeted exercises might enhance control over thought and emotion. Programs like Zing Performance offer customized balance exercises, rotational, lateral, and vertical stimulation. While awaiting rigorous scientific validation, Zing reports significant success treating ADHD symptoms in 80% of its 50,000 participants over 5 years. Even more intriguing is controversial work using motion sickness medications like meclizine for ADHD, suggesting these drugs may stabilize cerebellar function. The cerebellum remains plastic throughout life, making it an attractive therapeutic target, a potential game changer for ADHD treatment beyond traditional medications. ADHD thrives or struggles within relationships. Dr. Vincent Folletti's research showed individuals with four or more adverse childhood experiences are 460% more likely to experience depression. ADHD families often have higher trauma scores, creating cycles that compound across generations. Yet positive connection, Vitamin Connect, offers remarkable healing. In the rabbit effect, rabbits receiving affection showed 60% fewer fatty deposits despite high-fat diets. Harvard's 80-year grant study concluded love was the single most important predictor of health and happiness. For ADHD individuals, three times more likely to face social rejection, connection becomes critical. Practical strategies include regular family meals, reducing risk-taking by 40%, adopting pets, establishing community routines, and scheduling one-on-one special time. For ADHD children, finding inspiring mentors often matters more than grades. Just one supportive adult relationship reduces negative outcomes by over 50%. What people with ADHD need isn't punishment, but understanding. Emotional safety creates the foundation for transforming ADHD traits from liabilities into manageable differences. People with ADHD possess natural creativity and a persistent drive to create. When this urge goes unsatisfied, they feel listless. Jobs beneath their abilities cause boredom. Those demanding skills they lack lead to defeat. But when they find their right difficult, their perfect creative outlet, they light up. The key is identifying unique strengths rather than fixating on weaknesses. To identify strengths, ask, what are you best at? What do you enjoy? What brings praise? The Kolbe Index reveals your canative style, how you naturally take action. Most with ADHD score low in Fact Finder and follow through, but high in Quick Start, risk-taking, and innovation. Success comes from delegating weaknesses to focus on strengths, pursuing your right difficult rather than the impossible. Creating a stellar environment makes enormous difference. Focus on five areas: daily structure, nutrition, whole foods, omega-3s, minimal sugar, sleep, electronics off an hour before bed, surrounding yourself with positivity, and accepting help. For ADHD-friendly homes, create safe havens with playful attitudes, shared meals, pets, and laughter. In classrooms, advocate for low-fear atmospheres, connection-promoting seating, project-based learning, and movement breaks. Environment profoundly influences gene expression, determining whether predispositions manifest as disorders or manageable traits. Exercise is one of the most powerful non-medical ADHD interventions. It triggers brain-derived neurotropic factor, Miracle Grow for the brain, and boosts dopamine and norepinephrine, the same neurotransmitters ADHD medications target. Just 20-30 minutes of moderate exercise significantly improves reaction speed, cognitive precision, and planning. Teacher Allison Cameron introduced classroom exercise equipment and witnessed attendance rise from 67% to 98%, suspensions drop to zero, and reading levels jump 4 grades in 4 months. Balance and coordination training show particular promise. Martial arts programs combining physical activity with focus demands prove exceptionally effective. Children show significant self-control improvements after 3 months. The ideal weekly regime includes aerobic activity, balance training, focused fitness, and strength training, with morning exercise showing particular benefits. Medication remains the most immediate and effective short-term intervention. Stimulants work 70 to 80% of the time, raising dopamine and norepinephrine to activate the brain's braking system. Counterintuitively, early stimulant medication helps prevent addiction. Properly treated patients face far lower addiction risk than untreated patients. The future lies in personalized approaches combining medication with environmental optimization, connection building, strength finding, and physical activity, transforming ADHD from pure disorder into a unique cognitive style with both challenges and remarkable gifts.